Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Tennessee is one of a few Republican-led states rushing to draw new congressional maps before the midterms this fall. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports lawmakers are meeting in Nashville tomorrow to consider dividing Memphis's Democratic stronghold. U.S. Senator and gubernatorial candidate Marsha Blackburn has cheered on the special session.
It is time for us to cement President Trump's agenda.
The last-minute redistricting effort was spurred by a U.S. Supreme Court case that undid protections for majority black districts like Memphis.
Mandatory redistricting is new, but attempts to take away the voting rights of black people is not new.
That's Democratic Representative Justin J. Pearson of Memphis. He points to the historical obstacles black voters have faced, from physical violence to Jim Crow era laws that kept black voters from casting a ballot. Pearson is running against incumbent U.S. Representative Steve Cohen, who has asked lawmakers not to adopt new maps. Here he is outside the Lorraine Hotel in Memphis, where Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated.
They don't have to do it, but they're getting immense amount of pressure from the White House. That's where it's coming from. Donald Trump wants an extra seat.
Some Republicans are hesitant, citing Tennessee code that bans mid-decade redistricting. Some have asked for their constituents to weigh in. Since the filing deadline has already passed for the midterm elections, the legislature would have to come up with a new election timeline along with new maps. That could mean candidates like Pearson and Cohen would have to refile before early voting starts in July. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News. Tennessee lawmakers slashed disaster relief funding in this year's budget. Governor Bill Lee proposed about $100 million for disaster aid. The General Assembly allotted about half that much in this year's budget. That comes as the federal government shifts more of the cost burden onto states and federal disaster designations get slower. Tennessee experiences a natural disaster every 8 months on average. Federal disaster relief can take years to cover the cost of damage to homes and businesses. State relief is a lot faster, but now there's less money available. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.